just a really great weekend. I think that, now that the, story is going to be, can they keep it going, going into Colorado, which could be a tough place to play too. I think probably a good thing they had a day off today to rest after that, very strenuous weekend. So we'll see if they can keep it going, starting tomorrow night.
There's been a lot of talk this year, obviously, about some of these guys when you talk about Molina and Pujols on their final year, and we don't know what the future is going to hold for Wainwright. Marmol recently has been talking about kind of the impact and the power of having these guys who can see the end right around the corner. What kind of impact can that have on this team?
Well, I think it starts with leadership. I think that's the main thing. I mean, Wainwright's been a leader of that pitching staff for forever. He learned from, Chris Carpenter and the guys before him. And I think Molina obviously is an unquestioned leader, when Holiday was when he was here. They do it in different ways. Some are more vocal than others. But I think Ann Pujols, is just, I think we are all seeing what kind of a role he's playing with the younger players and the mentorship that he's giving and the advice that he's giving and how he's helped, the Gormans and the Donovans of the world, the Yepes of the world. So I think there's no question that that's a valuable tool. And I think they just set the tone for that clubhouse. I mean, even you got guys like Arenado and Goldschmidt, who are all-star players, MVP caliber players, but they kind of take a back seat to those guys, and on most clubs they wouldn't be. On most clubs they would be the leaders. I mean, they lead with what they do on the field, but I think they're happy to let those other guys kind of take the leadership role when it gets inside that clubhouse. And it's a good clubhouse. It's a good team. There's a good chemistry between the older players and the younger players. And look, anybody is griping about playing time or role on the team or any of that kind of stuff. And that's what you need to be a cohesive unit and to not have that dissension and why is that guy playing? I'm better than him kind of thing. And I don't think anybody on the club feels that way.
I'm not trying to go all rah-rah here, but I thought it was really cool the way Cardinals fans gave the ovations to Matt Carpenter, especially on Friday night. And I couldn't help but think to myself, what was Jordan Montgomery thinking? Because it was clear that Montgomery was probably caught off guard by the trade from the Yankees. You kind of read between the lines that he maybe wasn't super happy about that trade. And I thought to myself, what is he thinking when he has seen, the Cardinals fans kind of at their best? And I have to think that has to be a powerful moment.
Yeah, and I think he's going to, over time, he'll realize that this is good for him. I think the thing happened was because, a lot of times when you approach the trading deadline, and we saw it here in St. Louis, there's names floated around that, rumors or we might trade this guy, we could trade that guy or whatever. And I don't think he caught up on any of that. So I think that's why it came out such a complete surprise, because there had been no suggestions or no rumors that he might be available in a trade. So, I think that just is something that he just had to kind of come to grips with. But over time, I think he's going to realize what a great city this is and what a fun place it is to play when it's not 130 degrees on the field and 100% humidity, which he had the experience the other night. So I think that I told him it will cool off here eventually, and it's like, yeah, probably about the time I get used to it, it'll cool off. But I think and I also think he's going to realize that he's going to play a bigger role on this team than he was on the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees were willing to trade him because they didn't envision him as being one of their postseason starters. And I think once he realizes that, too, then that's going to make a difference and make an impact on why. And how successful this club's going to be, how good a baseball town it is. That's all going to take time. He had a lot of guys I know who talked to him and reached out. Carpenter was one who told him, hey, I know you're stunned right now, but this is going to be a good move for me. You're going to like it there. And a lot of the players on the Yankees who have ties with some of the other Cardinal players and former Yankee players, I know, reached out to Wainwright and some of the other guys and said, hey, go take care of this guy for us. He's a good guy. You'll like him. He'll fit in well with you. So that's all going to be good. And I think probably a good thing now that they're going on the road for 3 or 4 days, they'll get to have some time with those guys and, away from the ballpark, on the planes and the clubhouse, in the clubhouse when they're not pitching and in the, hotels and stuff like that. So he'll come to grips with that pretty quickly, I think.
I'll be interested to see the numbers post-deadline for him compared to Montas with the Yankees, because there are some numbers out there on Montas that said when he wasn't pitching in Oakland, he didn't pitch that well. And I mean, he's a good pitcher, but I don't know how much of an upgrade he really is over a Montgomery.
Yeah, especially again once you gave up to get him. I think I like both the additions. I know it's a week old since the trade deadline, but I think Quintana and Montgomery both, the fact that they're left-handed, the fact that they're going to get, take the ball over 5 days, the fact that they're going to, give you some innings and give you some potential for swing and miss stuff. And when they don't get swing and miss stuff, they're going to get ground balls and take advantage of the defense. So I think that the Cardinals definitely upgraded their rotation and by able to move Pallante back to the bullpen. I think they upgraded the bullpen. So I think the deadline was a definite winner for the Cardinals, and they're going to be – I would agree with you. I think that Montgomery's numbers here are going to be very, very good for the next, you know, whatever, 10 starts or whatever he's going to get here.
Paul DeJong had a fantastic weekend, and we know his story and everything that has happened this year. What kind of expectations do you have for him from here until the end of the year?
I wish I had a good answer to that question. Don't really know. You know, I think he's in a good place mentally right now. I think he has told himself and he's told us that you know, when he came back here, he started from zero. He's not thinking about anything that happened in the past. He's not looking at his batting average, which does carry over from the first 2 months of the season, so it's not going to be good. He's only worried about from what he's going to do from now to the end of the season. He said, my whole goal this, you know, said yesterday, my whole goal coming into this season was to finish well. And he said he's having his most fun playing baseball that he's ever had in the major leagues this last 3 days. So, you know, I think, you know, he hit his first career home run in Colorado, so he's got happy memories going out there. He's going to play. You know, the Cardinals have got some interesting roster decisions to make about who plays and who doesn't play, and it's going to only get tougher when they get Yepes back and you know, some of the other, you know, Flaherty's going to be back here soon, we expect. So they're going to have some tough decisions to make about not only rosters, who's on the roster, but playing time. And some of the younger players probably are going to take a little bit of a back seat right now to some of the veteran players, especially if they continue to play well.
The Rockies are not a good baseball team, but playing in Denver, it can become a circus really quickly, and all of a sudden you can have a series that just goes terribly wrong and you don't even know how it happened. Is there an aspect for this team of just kind of surviving these next few days?
I think so. You know, I mean, you know, they were excited about playing the Yankees. I mean, they made no secret about that. They were looking forward to that series. And I think the fact that they swept the Cubs before that was a good thing, because that was kind of a bit of a trap series, I think, with looking ahead to the Yankees series. So I think they'll take that same mentality into Colorado, because you got Milwaukee sitting there waiting for you when you get back home in Colorado. You can't look ahead to those three games and forget about the three games you got to play in Colorado. So it'll start with starting pitching. If they can get the good performances out of their starting pitchers out there and hold the Rockies down, I think things can go well. They look at least winning two out of three. Like Wainwright said, you never really think you can sweep anybody, you know, because it's so tough to do in the major leagues. But if they could win two out of three, that would be a good series out there, and come home and see where they are relative to Milwaukee.
He is Rob Raines. You can read him at stlsportspage.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Raines. Rob, thanks so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
All right, Rob Raines joining us here on Sports Open Line.